I'm Pete Riley from GM Freeze. I think we're really concerned about the potential for GM crops to impact on honey producers and bees. There's lots of evidence building up from around the world that bees do collect GM pollen from crops like oilseed rape, but also from maize. And there's a case in Bavaria where a farmer has been forbidden by the local court from marketing his honey because it's got GM maize pollen in it. So, you know, a significant economic impact on the beekeepers of Germany, where there is very, very strong opposition to GM crops and concern that the insect toxin gene, the BT toxin, which is often put into maize, is actually having a deleterious impact on honeybees. And of course, we've no idea what the impacts are likely to be on wild bees, which is, in terms of pollination, is also highly significant. But in this country, as you know, the BBKA has said that their advice to beekeepers will be to kick 6 miles between beehive and the nearest GM crop, which I think is probably a sensible and precautionary stance to take at the moment. And we don't know for sure what the impacts of GM pollen will be on the bees themselves, but we certainly think that people who buy honey will not want to buy honey that's got GM pollen in it, because people see honey as a pure and wholesome food, unadulterated. So the last thing you want is for GM pollen or even pesticide residues in it. So and both are equally possible, of course. So the government, in contrast, completely ignores the interests of beekeepers in the UK. We've got a process in train, which has been in train for, well, 5 or 6 years now, about coexistence of GM crops and non-GM crops, which are aimed at preventing contamination or minimising contamination of the non-GM crop with the GM crop. And DEFRA, who are in charge of this process, have totally ignored the interests of beekeepers in that respect, and indeed totally ignored the interests of gardeners and allotment holders. So they will not be told if the maize crop on the other side of their fence is a GM maize crop, despite the fact that they could be growing sweet corn within a couple of 3 metres of it, really, where, you know, pollination via the wind would be almost inevitable. So, and the same applies to all the other crops as well. So there's no consultation prior to planting, and beekeepers would suddenly find that their bees are visiting an oilseed rape crop which is GM, and, you know, for a period of 2 or 3 weeks, and most of the pollen coming into the honey would be with GM. So, so those are really big issues that are still to be resolved in the UK and in the rest of Europe. And we're hopeful that it's possible that the Scottish and the Welsh governments may slightly take a tougher line. But at the moment, the Welsh government also is not really taking beekeepers into account and their interests. And of course, that has major implications for not only the beekeepers and the supply of UK honey, but also for pollination in the UK. If people stop beekeeping because we allow GM crops to be grown here, that would be a disaster for the nation, really. And hopefully people will see the threat posed by GM crops and join us in trying to make sure that they never happen.